We're going to go and have a chat with producer of the Dome Under Film Festival. If you haven't heard of it, then this is a perfect time to be listening to Warwick Lawrence. G'day, Warwick, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
I'm absolutely fascinated by this festival, Dome Under, which starts on Friday and runs through till Thursday, the 30th of... Oh, no, sorry.
It runs through to Sunday.
Explain to my listeners what's going on.
So we're at the Melbourne Planetarium, which is based out of Science Works in Spotswood. So you're going to be seeing films that are being created specifically for the dome environment. If possible, I'd like to give a brief explanation of what that's like. We have a small planetarium. It seats about 150 people. So it's a small, intimate space. When everyone comes in, the seats will recline fully. So you're literally lying down, looking straight up. So, and suspended above you is a 16-metre dome, which is a huge screen. It's one of the largest screens in Australia. So the first thing you notice is, because you're lying back, you don't feel like you're in a normal cinema. It becomes quite a visceral experience. And because the dome completely fills your vision, in front of you, behind you, to the left and the right, completely fills your vision, it's incredibly immersive format. And the third thing I really love about this format is that it's very you lose sense of where the screen is, because in a traditional cinema, you're always in a room and the screen is that wall down in front of you. But in a planetarium, because it's a very curved space, a curved screen or surface, when it's very dark, you completely lose sense of where that is. And it's almost as though the audience is transcending the screen. It's almost like a transcendental experience in that sense. And it's the combination of those elements which, for me, makes the most incredibly magical experience that you can't get in any other format.
Yeah, that's what is so fascinating about this. I know that it starts on Friday and the session Astronomy 1 has already sold out, and we were going to focus then on the next one, which was World Stories. And one of those particular ones is a film by a Tasmanian First Nations person, Dave Mangena Goff. It's called Heart in Country, but it's got a indigenous name, Takila Milathia T, and it's immersive. Taking you through rhythms of day and night in a particular country, Palawa community in northern Tasmania, which is a perfect setting for people to understand country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a beautiful film. I was really quite surprised by this one. It was our only, in terms of the festival, it's the only Australian film we're running. It was literally the only Australian film that we had as an entry for the festival. And I can tell, because I know most of the full dome community within Australia, so I was not aware of this production actually even happening. So they are obviously people are working in the medium for the first time, and they've done a surprisingly excellent job of pulling off a full dome film. Having the Melbourne Planetarium, where you produce films, I'm very aware of the complexity of actually making content for this format. And it's a very heartfelt journey, and it really invites you into that culture through the rhythm of the day and the night.
And it's on at 9 p.m. and runs to 10:30 p.m., which is one of the things, the elements of these particular experiences, because they're experiences really, they're about an hour and a half long, is it? That be each program?
So each session we program, they run for somewhere from an hour and 15 to about an hour and 45. Most full-dome films, because of the nature of the format, the longest films that are ever made in this format are about 60 minutes. One of the reasons being when you're in this reclining position, people find they might not want to spend more time in that. It also goes historically to the fact that these films were really being made for planetariums, which are, you know, in museums and science centres or observatories. So they were always looking at like a half-hour experience or an hour experience. So the format has generally always sort of sat in that, where films are usually somewhere between half an hour and 45 minutes or so, although we do have a lot of shorts. So we have like an art selection, we have a mind-blowing art category, again, which unfortunately that one sold out, that's on Saturday night, but that contains a lot of films which might be 7 minutes or 8 minutes. We'll have films that are 3 minutes. So World Series, yeah, we have three films in that particular session. Tequila Mila, you know, Tea is also accompanied with a Canadian film. It's also a First Nations film called This Is Not a Ceremony. And that is a very powerful film because it deals with some of the systemic abuse that was faced by First Nations in Canada. And the last film in that particular session is called Antarctic Uruguay, which I was quite fascinated by because I did not know that Uruguay had a station down in Antarctica. And in terms of a documentary explaining how Antarctic stations work, it was absolutely excellent because it had a lot of information I had no idea about.
This concept of a full dome production, merging with animation? Does it take a different kind of mind to create a film like this?
It definitely requires a different kind of mind. There's a couple of questions in there. The first one, in terms of techniques, for a long time it was very difficult to create live action for this format because the screens are so big and you need such wide-angle field of view. But the cameras really just didn't exist. It's really only since the emergence of VR, some of the technology has sort of kind of caught up where we can now do live action. So traditionally, there was always a lot of animation that was kind of created for it. So we've got a lot, you know, in the festival, we have a whole array of amazing, fantastic kids' films. So animation has always been a very popular technique for creating content for this. The second part of that is a different mindset. It's always interesting when I have new filmmakers who come and work at the Planetarium wanting to create content. But one of the things I always sort of say to them, some of them will ask me, oh, where am I going to put this on screen? I'm going, don't think about it as a screen. It's not a screen. Just think about the fact that you're transporting your audience somewhere. So just think about where you want to put your audience. Don't worry about where things are going to appear on the screen because the screen effectively will be disappearing. You just need to take the audience somewhere.
Oh, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. It leads to so many questions. One of them is, of course, you've got, like you said, you've got a children's program. Is there kids have different ways of perceiving things. Like, do you have an age limit? Is there a thing where littler kids would find it overbearing, or do they find it fantastic?
Generally, I think they all find it fantastic. I do know of some planetarians who have put age limits on. They won't let in people, children under the age of three, but we've never done that. I think the only issue sometimes we have is because the seats reclined fully and it requires your body weight, and sometimes the younger kids can't quite keep the seats reclined fully. But in that case, they can sort of often all sit with their mum or their dad.
Oh, right. So that was the thing. Do people get up and move around?
Well, generally, no, it's very, very dark in the planetarium. Mm. Within these sessions, because we are running multiple films, we do actually put in intermissions for them. So even the kids' sessions might have 2 half-hour films, but we'll put like an intermission in between so people can get up and go out and get another drink, or, you know, if they need to go to the bathroom, or, you know, just stretch their legs.
Yeah, yeah, right. Okay. And how do you project? I mean, what are the projectors? How does that work? What's the technology?
So we have 6 4K projectors. So the projectors are all seamlessly blended across the dome. So they're very large Sony 4K projectors. And we have something like the computer system that runs that. It has about 13 computers. So there's separate computers running different projectors. So, yeah, it's quite a technical back end for the system.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. What about the sound?
We have a 7.1 surround sound system. Generally, most films come in, we will play most of the films at 5.1. I think we might have a couple of student films this year that might still just be in stereo, but it's a really good sound system. When we run on, we also run films on Friday nights. Last year, we were running a Dark Side of the Moon film, and the soundtrack for that was absolutely killer in that space.
Oh, wow, that's absolutely amazing. And getting back to the original discussion about the Dave Goss film, you said that this was the first Australian, only Australian film that was put in or offered for the festival. Yeah. And you're saying that you've got some student films. Is there more interest growing in this sort of production area?
I definitely think there is. I've been working the last few years with BCA animation students to create, you know, short work for it. I've previously worked with Deakin University as well, doing workshops with them. It's a medium that you know, people find absolutely fascinating, and they do love working for it, but it's also one where it can be difficult to see, to get a return out of your investment on it.
Oh, yeah.
So there are a lot of people who come and they make their one full-time film and they've gone, well, I've done that, I'm not going to make a full-time film. It's very expensive and very technically challenging to do. But there's still many people overseas. And, you know, if you look overseas, there's a lot of planetariums that make content. There is a lot of independent studios that are making content. Certainly, there's a lot of students making content. Germany is an absolute powerhouse of full-dome production because they've been in the planetarium business since 1925. And then we're having new countries like, recently this year we've had four films from Canada, and they're becoming quite a powerhouse in the sense that their national film board is really supporting them, as well as some of the bigger planetariums and some big distribution companies over there. And so you're sort of seeing that the films coming out from them are very artistic, very high production values, and yeah, really, really great quality. And also this year we've had four films come in from Taiwan, because in 2018 the Taiwanese government set up the Taiwan Contemporary Culture Lab, or C-Lab, and so we've had four films come from them this year, and what's really interesting about them is they've kind of got their own cultural and visual aesthetic, which I've not really seen anywhere else. And part of this visual aesthetic is they really like using monochrome and a very, very dark visual. And the very dark visuals really work well in the planetarium. And so their works are really quite unearthly, very dark. We've got some of those are playing in our Future Vision session, which is on the Sunday.
Yeah, well, this is really magical stuff. You're called a digital production designer, and you're also the founder of the Dome Under Film Festival. How do you get a title like that? What's your career trajectory?
My career trajectory? I started off in the film industry. I worked for about 15 years as a camera assistant in the film industry. Eventually, I got into animation and was fortunate enough to find a job at the planetarium. I remember the first time going in and just looking up at a film and just going, wow, this is amazing, and I would really, really love to work in this format. And because I had that sort of film background, I was much more interested in looking at it from a cinematic approach. And I love the immersive nature of it, but for me, I was always questioning, like, what are the stories that we can tell in it? Where can we take our audience to, and the stories that we can give them in these new environments.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it. How do people get tickets, and how do they find more about the program?
Well, you could either go to the Science World website, or you could just search the Dome Under Film Festival. Tickets are all available online, and the whole program's online. You can even download a PDF version of the program as well.
Thanks very much for talking to us today, Warwick.
Oh, thank you, Annie.